रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 108 जाबाली द मटेरियलिस्ट। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Bharata remained silent. Then Maharishi Jabali, one of the priests of Dasharatha, spoke to Rama as an advocate of the creed of the Charvakas, albeit his heart was ever centered upon the prince's highest good. Rama, noble of heart, mighty of intellect, it become you not to speak aimlessly like one of the common herd. What are our kith and kin? What has one man to profit by another? Clear thought would answer us, no. Alone we come into the world and alone we go out of it. It is but a fool that clings to another as his father, mother, or they that bore him. How does one man steed another? We start for a neighboring village, halt for the night at another, and resume our journey on the morrow. Even so, father, mother, home, and wealth are but halting places on the great journey through eternity. The wise are never lowered by these. A traveler taking his rest for a while in a caravan on the way, only to leave it a few hours later, has no concern about it. Even so, our parents should occupy our thoughts only during their contact with us. It is a waste of useful thought power to concern ourselves for them even after they have left us. Who would trouble himself to please them? You inherit your father's kingdom. You spurn it away and adopt a hermit's life unsuited to your youth, pregnant with many a danger and unsanctioned by the Shastras. A faithful wife finds no pleasure in dresses, jewels, and perfumes during her husband's absence. She appears sad and miserable. Even so, Ayodhya, the home of wealth and comfort, is racked with unspeakable woe and eagerly awaits your arrival. Hence, go back to Ayodhya as soon as you can and ascend the throne of your fathers. Reign over these broad realms of Kosala in all pomp and power like Indra in the heaven. What is Dasharatha to you? Nay, what are you to him? Why should you call him your father? You have nothing in common with him. Take my advice. It is but an idle tale that your father begets the son. Rather, the sperm and the germ that come together from the bodies of man and woman when they are in season. The form known as Dasharatha has played the part assigned to it and has dissolved into its original elements. Such is the fate of all. It is but ignorance that makes you vainly grieve for Dasharatha, with whom you claim a relation. It pains my heart to see persons labor to accumulate wealth and lay up dharma to secure a happy hereafter, instead of directing their energies to the attainment of a happy life here. Hard is their lot and miserable in this life. Equally hard is their fate in the other. Take this as an illustration of the futility of laboring to acquire merit. Is it not a sheer waste of good material, the food used in the Ashtaka and the Samvatsara Shraddhas? Has anyone seen the dear departed come down to feed off it? If what one eats could find its way into the body of another and satisfy his hunger, we would find it very easy to keep our friends abroad in food and drink by distributing them to persons around us in their name. It is the crafty knaves that frame such rules as perform yagas and yagnas, give away in charity, lead a life of control and restraint, worship the gods, let no desires bind you to wife and child, wealth and corn. Some sharp-witted fellows set such a snare to trap fools and ease them of their wealth. It surprises me to see such a bold and clear intellect as yours believe in a future state. There is no such thing as a hereafter. It is just pure myth. If you carry out behests of your father in this world, how does it stand to reason that a happy life awaits you both in the other? There is no truth, no reality, except what we gain through perception. Hold on to it. This kingdom and the power, the wealth and the luxury that it brings are perceptible, are real, are substantial. So make them yours. My counsel will be acceptable to everyone in this world. Accept it too. Grant the prayers of Bharata and sit on the throne of your fathers. मंगलम कौशलेन्द्राय महनीय गुणाप्तये चक्रवर्ती धनुर्जाय सर्वभौमाय मंगलम।